It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get ideas flowing in here for a caller-only program where your ideas for future segments are the topic of conversation. And along the way, we will recall great discussions with guests and memorable on-air moments, those aha moments. Your participation, though, is vital. Many shows, many guest ideas that come to air begin with your power of suggestion. So thank you for that. And keep it coming. Let's hear what programs you want us to put together in coming weeks and months. What question do you struggle with? What do you want to learn more about? What deserves more attention and time? Join in on this caller-only program, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas to ideas@WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Well, I hope you were able to catch some of our body week here. We produced a week-long series exploring innovations and advice in medicine. And each day, we looked at different parts of the body, the brain, the heart, the lungs, the gut, the musculoskeletal system. And here's part of our conversation with Dr. Dan Malone on advice for staying healthy.
Keep yourself at your ideal body weight or as close to it as you can. Keep moving. Do some form of exercise. That doesn't mean you have to go to the gym and lift 700-pound weights. Walking 3 miles is as good as running 3 miles. The only difference is the time it takes. You still expend calories, and keeping muscles and joints, by the way, muscles, joints, and bones all have sensors in them that sense mechanical stress, which is normal. And when they sense mechanical stress, they strengthen the bone and tissues.
So where could we take health and medical topics and advice next? What issues do you think merit a series of programs? What advice are you seeking from doctors or other experts? Call in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@WPR.org. Peter starts us out in Price County. Hi, Peter.
Hello. I would like to suggest a show about newspaper deserts. When I was growing up in Price County, we got 4 or 5 daily newspapers home delivered. Now there are no daily newspapers coming to Price County at all, and there haven't been for years.
What has that meant for your media consumption?
Well, you no longer can read a newspaper and find out what's going on. You know, recently, we do get a newspaper from Madison by mail, but it comes sporadically, maybe a week till we get a newspaper. So it really makes a difference. You used to read the newspaper every day, and now you just can't get that.
I wonder
and
if you...
You get much more in-depth news than you do from radio or television, usually.
And I wonder if you feel like you've lost touch with aspects of your community.
Well, our weekly newspaper is still being published.
Okay.
But it's papers from Madison or Milwaukee or the Twin Cities that we don't get anymore.
I see. Peter, thank you so much for this suggestion on news deserts. You can call in with your show ideas at 800-642-1234. Email ideas@WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. During our January caller-only program, Alexis from La Crescent asked for a show about long COVID. Alexis said that they got it in November and were still dealing with it. We talked about long COVID during our Body Week show about lungs and respiratory issues. Here's Dr. William Ehlenbach, Associate Medical Director for Pulmonology and Sleep Medicine at SSM Health Dean Medical Group.
Some people who had COVID infection, particularly those that had a more severe COVID pneumonia, do end up with chronic damage to the lungs. And certainly these, you know, there are people that I've seen both in the hospital and in clinic who have really significant chronic lung disease that developed or arose because of their COVID infection. So some of those people have fibrosis or scarring in the lungs that can reduce the volume of the lungs, that can impair the lungs' ability to get oxygen into the blood. And so certainly that's not the majority of people with long COVID symptoms, but there are a subset of those patients who do have really new chronic lung disease because of their COVID infection.
what COVID topics call to mind for you that are coming up that haven't been discussed recently, perhaps at all. Join in the Color Only program, 800-642-1234. Mary Ann is here from Superior. Hi, Mary Ann. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I'd like to have a program about the Superior, Wisconsin firefighters. There is a new chief now, and my husband was a firefighter, but the folks that work on the department are going out from everything from emergency people that have injuries to fighting fires, and I'd like the community to know more about what the fire department does on a daily basis.
Excellent, Mary Ann. Thank you so much. We've got that down, the role of firefighters in community, what calls they go out on, and why. Let's go to Jackie now in Appleton. Jackie, hi.
Hi. I am a sign language interpreter by trade, and I would love to see a show that gives basic information about deafness and deaf culture. There's a lot of myths out there that people believe that aren't true, and I would really like to find a larger platform to get that information out there to people.
Is there a particular organization or professional organization that you look to?
Other interpreters?
Sure.
Not a particular organization.
Do you find that it is a tight-knit community, the sign language interpreter community?
Oh, most definitely.
How long have you been one?
10 years.
10 years. And before I have to let you go, what do you love about the job? Oh, Jackie, did we lose you? I think we lost Jackie. Are you there? Nope. Okay. Jackie, thank you for that suggestion. Let's go to Mary now in Pewaukee. Mary, hi.
Oh, hi. That was quick. Good morning.
Good morning,
yes,
Mary.
My idea would be conspiracy theories. There are still way too many people out there that are either listening to the wrong avenue of news, or not really news. excuse me. This radio show, basically, I think is, you know, very factual, as well as I believe CNN, or so, you know, so I've read. But there are so many people out there that are passing along conspiracy theories, and I'd like to have some of them disproved with facts that, you know, are backed up.
Mary,
wonderful, a hot topic.
Yeah, Mary, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening and being part of the program. Gus from Altoona called during our last caller only, and Gus asked for advice about saving money and helping the environment at the same time. And yesterday here on the morning show, we looked at how people can use new discounts and tax credits from the Inflation Reduction Act to save on green energy projects around the home. You can find the show on our program page at WPR.org/mornings. Let's hear from you. What series of conversations do you think the morning show should explore? What is on your mind as we open up the lines to find out where you want to take the morning show next? Let's talk about the programming you want to hear in March and beyond at 800-642-1234. What questions do you want us to explore? What Wisconsin development caused you pause, perhaps confused you? What kind of programming would be most beneficial for your family's life and well-being? Be part of this, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We invite your ideas for future segments on this caller-only program. And look, the ideas, they're endless on what could make a segment. In recent days, we've talked about life-changing foreign exchange programs and record-high egg prices. We've met the new state poet laureate, and we learned why snowy owl sightings are down. We also explored how to protect our skin in winter months. Join in with your show ideas. Email ideas at WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's go to Dwayne in Weston. Hi, Dwayne. Go ahead.
Good morning. So I think a good topic would be, in light of what happened in Ohio with the train derailment, is regulations, governmental regulations, and how, you know, one party wants to almost just deregulate and get rid of everything to save every company a buck. When all this happened, that could have easily happened in Milwaukee with toxic waste. But, you know, regulations were put in place for reasons. At one point, it wasn't just a bunch of senators willy-nilly, let's make regulations. There was wrongs committed, people died, they put in regulations in factories and whatever, job sites. But anyway,
let's look at the train derailment in Ohio and, you know, in light of what could perhaps happen here in Wisconsin, and dig a little bit deeper on the regulations and the politics involved in the conversation. Dwayne, thank you so much for that call, and let's hear from you at 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas to ideas at WPR.org. Mike from St. Lawrence joined a recent caller only, asked for a nonpartisan view of the IRS after U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin came on our program and urged cutting the agency's funding. So we had ProPublica reporter Paul Keel, who provided more context and answered your IRS questions. Here's Keel, Paul Keel, talking about an $80 billion IRS modernization project funded through the Inflation Reduction Act.
Lower and middle-income people are typically audited by machines, essentially, whereas upper-income people have to be audited by, you know, a trained professional. And the consequence was that the audit rates for the rich fell precipitously, like we're talking 80% compared to where they were in 2010 or so. And so when the Democrats were going to pass this big bill, they were looking for ways to raise revenue. And one actually pretty easy way to raise revenue is to fund the IRS more, because they bring in more than you spend on it. So that the bill was $80 billion over 10 years for the IRS. And that was supposed to bring in there's different estimates, anywhere from $200 to $400 billion. So it's a big return on the investment.
Paul Keel there of ProPublica, we turn to on IRS. Let's go to Ann now in Muskego. Ann, what's your show idea?
Hi, I had a couple ideas. One, I had heard an NPR report, news report, that the Russians were taking children out of Ukraine, and I wanted to know more about that.
Okay. And, you know, would you look to an expert who understands Russian politics or human rights, things like that? You'd be looking more for an expert voice there.
I think so. And I was also, I think they said that the research or the knowledge came from, I don't know if it was Harvard or there was some organization that that discovered it. And mm-hmm. So I'd want to know more from the people who discovered it, just to see. That's the only time I've heard about it, and I just wanted to know more and how accurate it was and how large a situation it was.
Yes, Anne, thank you. What is your idea number two, may I ask?
My other idea was could be an ongoing series that reports on the Supreme Courts, both our state Supreme Court and our federal courts, just to know what some of the cases are that are coming before them and how they impact us in Wisconsin and the country.
That's awesome. And Anne, I hope you catch the show tomorrow as we explore Section 230 and tech companies and their liabilities of what people post online. We're spending an hour on the Supreme Court cases there with an internet attorney. So I hope you can join us. Anne, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Ron in Blue Mounds. Ron, hi.
Good morning. My thought this morning is I'd like to see a series. We hear periodically the names of a number of organizations that are working on things, and we don't really have a full insight to what they're all about. Some of the names, like the Federalist Society or Cato Institute, Brookings Institute, I think you get the idea. They all got names, but we really don't know what they they do and the total effect that they have on what's going on in our country. So I'd like to hear a series on picking some of those and just getting into depth of what they're about.
And these are mainly political organizations that you want to dig into?
Well, I would say they're mainly political institutions or think tanks and so forth. Yeah.
Ron, thank you so much for that idea. Appreciate you calling in today. Pat from Deerfield emailed a show idea, and Pat suggests a program about health insurance denials and what do people do when health insurance denies treatment that has been ordered by a doctor. Pat, thank you so much. We also heard from Scott, called from Superior, and would like to hear a show about child protective services in Wisconsin. And Scott says it's failing children. Their great-granddaughter was murdered in Sawyer County and was abused as a child. Scott heard counties get more money when families stay together. Scott, so sorry to hear your story, and thank you so much for suggesting that as a show topic. Tom, now in Madison, is with us. Tom, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to see a program about Medicare and the different plans in Medicare. There's the Advantage plan that seems to be growing. There's the regular Medicare, and then there's supplements. And then I hear there's other programs, and some of them are getting quite controversial. Hmm. And I heard a presentation by a name, I think it was Eve Shapiro, that talked about some of these different programs. And I think we should at least be educated about them and find out what the good things are and the bad things about them so we can make a decision about them.
I've also noticed a lot of TV ads from these various supplemental, Medicare supplemental insurance that have really been barraging, at least our TV at home. Tom, have you been solicited?
Oh, yeah. I get all these phone calls about things, and I don't know. I always ask them to send me letters, but they never do. You know what I mean? So I get barraged with them all the time, and I don't know how to evaluate them properly or where to go to evaluate them.
Well, I appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so much for that show idea, and we've taken that down. We are gathering up all your show ideas and the topics you think could use more time, more discussion. And what are they? What would you like to surface? What show grabbed your attention? What issues do you want to discuss with your neighbors, your community? Call in on this caller-only program, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas to ideas@WPR.org. Dave from Random Lake asked the morning show to produce a program about the use of road salt affecting waterways, and we wanted to learn how other states are handling road salt. So we invited Brooke Osselson to come on our program, and she's the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's chloride reduction program coordinator. Here's Brooke talking about Minnesota's smart salting training that started as a pilot program and now is administered statewide. Here's what the training entails.
Really what we're trying to do is provide them with a wide range of tools and strategies that will allow them to be effective at maintaining that snow and ice, but minimizing the overall amount of salt that they're using. And so in some situations, salt may not always be the best tool for the job. When the pavement temperature gets very cold, so we say about 15 degrees or colder, the most common form of salt, sodium chloride, is actually not going to be very effective. And so it's not really going to provide the melting that is desired. And so understanding the science behind how salt works can be a really effective tool to make sure that we're not wasting any salt and that we're using the right product. There are some other products, calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, that will be more effective at those colder temperatures. But when it gets really cold, sometimes you just got to put some sand down for that temporary traction and wait for things to warm up before you can get out there and clear that snow and ice.
Brooke Osselson, as road salt, an ongoing conversation we have here in Wisconsin and our neighboring states, and the scientific research always pushing ahead in that area. Let's go to Maddie in Madison now. Maddie, hi.
Hi.
You're an arborist?
Yeah, so I'm an arborist here in Madison, and the show topic I had was just about how we can be taking better care of our trees in our urban and suburban environments and what the effects of climate change we can expect to see in the coming years on our urban trees.
If you could give us one tip today as an arborist, what would it be?
Take the grass away from the base of your tree and give it some good organic mulch.
Thank you so much, Maddie. We've taken this down as we look at our trees, how to take better care of them, and the impacts of climate change. You're with us for this caller-only program as we gather up your interests for future segments in March and beyond, and we listen back to some conversation highlights. You can join in and what you think should be getting more attention in these times, what you're seeing in your community, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a caller-only program dedicated to you and what you want to bring to these Wisconsin conversations. What are your ideas for future programs and segments? What question is on your mind? Which shows have you enjoyed most? And which guests should we definitely have back and why? Join in with your program ideas and where we should take the show next. We're taking all of your notes down, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Jeremy is joining us from Racine. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I want to piggyback off a previous caller in regards to Medicaid. To go even further, maybe a series of programs in regards to how Social Security works, how it's funded, the history of Social Security, to educate the people exactly how it works. Unfortunately, I believe a lot of people really don't understand how Social Security is funded, how it is paid out, how people receive it. They just don't understand how it works. And maybe that may help us move forward in regards to Social Security reform so that it's more viable beyond 2035.
Jeremy, thank you so much for taking a deep dive into Social Security and a series of programs on how it works, how it's paid out, and what the future looks like. Jeremy, appreciate you joining in today. Let's go to Valerie now in Milwaukee. Hi, Valerie.
Hi. My thought is with all the things going on with anti-transgender, that you need to have a surgeon and a psychiatrist who work with the transgender people to explain what's going on in their lives.
And in all facets of life beyond the medical piece and community, Valerie, what would you like to hear more about in particular?
Well, what they actually go through to get to the point where they're at and they can transition.
I see. Yes.
Because I know several who are, it's a life-changing process.
Valerie, thank you so much for sharing and elevating that conversation. And you can join in along the way as well with your show ideas at 800-642-1234. Chris from Stevens Point called with a suggestion. Chris says that they're a school board member in Wisconsin. They see many school districts having to go to referendum to seek funding, and they'd like to hear why that's happening. A guest could be someone from perhaps the legislature or of the Wisconsin School Board, but getting to the bottom of school referendums and what is happening there. Elaine from Milwaukee is listening and wrote an email as well. And after a recent New York Times investigation about refugee minors being used as child labor, Elaine is wondering if there are companies in Wisconsin employing refugee minors. And Elaine also wonders how people can sponsor a refugee child or how can citizens help with this crisis. Elaine, appreciate your email today. You can join in at ideas at WPR.org, tweet us at WPR Mornings, or give us a call now with your show ideas at 800-642-1234. In January, we heard from Brian in Appleton, who shared with us the challenges of losing a loved one and navigating the probate process. And Brian suggested a program on planning for death. So, you know, we re-aired a really important conversation with Wausau attorney Alan Haugum, who provided guidance on wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and other topics. And thank you so much, Brian, for encouraging us to revisit this issue. If you missed the program, you can stream or download it from our archives at wpr.org/mornings. Requests for more conversations about rent prices or home buying have come in these caller-only programs. They've surfaced. A shout-out to Sarah from Zion, who called during a previous caller-only in January. Deatra Kemp came on the morning show to talk about her work for the nonprofit's Axe Housing. And with government aid, the group buys up and sells homes at lower cost and provides coaching. Here is Deatra Kemp on how much income to spend on housing.
The standard is that 30% of your income is going to housing. Now, we have a lot of families right now who are renting, and they're paying 50, 60% of their income just towards that rental expense on a monthly basis. But ideally, you want to put yourself in a sustainable situation. I'm always the most excited for our families who have actually transitioned from renting to owning, and they're paying less than what they were paying as renters, because I know that I've put them in a situation where they're not just going to be surviving, they're going to be able to thrive.
Deatra Kemp there on housing. What housing issues do you see in your community that would make a fantastic segment or you would like a deeper dive on? Join in with your ideas for future programs here on The Morning Show. 800-642-1234. Email your ideas to ideas@wpr.org. It is a caller-only program, so we're looking for your suggestions on where to take the show next. We're also revisiting bits and pieces of conversations that have aired recently on our program, and we want to know, what should The Morning Show cover moving into March and beyond? We're gathering up all of these show topics and things that you think would be useful for further discussion. So what show grabbed your attention? What deserves future conversation? Call in now at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Nancy now in Grafton. Nancy, hi. What would you like to bring up?
I think it would be a good idea if they could make iridescent highway signs, the lines that are on the highways. If they would shine, if they would be visible if it was dark or it wasn't, it'd just be safer to have iridescent lines on our highways.
I think that would be an interesting conversation about highway striping and the technology that is used to be able to, you know, see our street signs, to see our lane changes and other different things on our roadways, and what how the technology has changed and how the crews do it. Join in with your ideas. Nancy, thank you so much. We heard from Helen called and would like WPR to investigate cutting local governments. Helen read a previous article about the topic and feels if it happens, it should start with Madison and it should be talked about. Helen, thank you so much on the impact that local governments are facing with their services and for you for elevating that conversation. Call in with your show ideas at 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. Marion Pewaukee called in a past caller-only program as well, wanting more point-counterpoint conversations with Democrats and Republicans. And yesterday, on Monday, our weekly State Capitol Report show featured two members of the legislature's influential budget-writing committee from both sides of the aisle. And the State Capitol Report, it airs Mondays from 7 to 8, and it often features interviews with lawmakers, with journalists covering the State House, state officials, others on the front lines of state politics. And I hope you can always join us for the State Capitol Report and bring up what's on your mind about state politics. During our last caller only, Rich in Rhinelander, William in Frederick, and Gary in Ripon, they requested more information about the ballot initiative and referendum process. We've heard that as well today. We invited WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson to come back and answer your questions. Here's Sean talking about a Republican-backed measure that will appear on the April ballot. The measure would make it harder for people accused of violent crimes to get out of jail on bail.
In this case, because it's a proposed amendment to the Constitution, it sidesteps the governor. It's not something where, you know, we're used to this dynamic in state government where anytime Republican lawmakers pass something that's somewhat controversial, if it's a bill, it's got to go to the governor. You kind of know what's going to happen. He is probably going to veto it. He's out of the process when it comes to a resolution like this or a constitutional amendment like this. So it's really just the legislature and the public that get to weigh in on this.
Sean Johnson there, our State Capitol Bureau Chief, covering the State Capitol for nearly 20 years and is such a great resource here at WPR for understanding state government and politics and has that institutional memory to help us understand. You can join in with your topics. Maybe it's politics. Maybe it's something else that's on your mind. Bradley called from Milwaukee, would like to hear a show about blood drives, and they would like to hear why gay people are still outlawed from giving blood since blood is screened. Bradley, thank you so much for this this idea on understanding blood drives and who can go and give blood. Shelley from Burlington wrote in by email, and Shelley would like a program on homegrown national parks. Shelley calls it an effort to get homeowners to take steps to use their yards as environmental corridors and wildlife habitats. And Shelley says, we are at a critical point of losing so many species from local ecosystems. Shelley, thank you so much for that email. You can join Shelley with your show ideas. Email ideas at WPR.org or call 800-642-1234. Barbara is here from Milwaukee. Barbara, what would you like to share?
Good morning. I would love it if you could have a program on homeopathy. Homeopathy is a system of healing that's been around for 200 years. It's medicine as opposed to drugs. And it's economical, it's sustainable, and nobody's heard about it. And it would be great if you bring in a homeopath to talk about how it works and how it can help you heal your body.
I was wondering, Barbara, how have you come to appreciate homeopathic ways or homeopathic medicine? What has it been like in your life?
Well, like everybody, started out very simply with Arnica, which is available almost everywhere as the pillules or a cream. It's really good for kids for bruises and injuries. You know, the little ones fall down, hit their heads, they get a goose egg, give them Arnica, and it goes away. You know, it's excellent for inflammation and injuries. So started there and had a child with such a severe rash that nothing worked. No creams, nothing worked. And it was in his diaper era and behind his ears. Went to a homeopath, asked about it. He gave me the remedy within a day. It was all completely gone. And the homeopathy doesn't always work that fast, but with acute things, it often does.
Barbara, I want to jump in here and just thank you so much. Homeopathic remedies and sharing your experience as well. We've taken it down. Let's go to Christina in Hartford is next. Christina, hi.
Hi. Yes, my suggestion is a show that covers topic regarding the lack of funding for workshop programs for people with disabilities across the counties in the state of Wisconsin. The funding has drastically been cut over the years for those people, and I don't think that people realize what type of environment those programs offer for people with disabilities as far as having a purpose and getting to work every day, as well as the social aspect. And I have a brother with Down syndrome, and over the years, we just continue to see the funding cut and cut and cut from those programs. And I think it's really important to highlight why we need to continue to, I guess, finance or fund those programs for people with disabilities.
Can you give an example of one extremely important program that has been cut in recent years, or one that is extremely valuable in this area of programs?
Specifically, but my brother, he works at The Threshold, which is in Washington County in West Bend. And just things that they used to offer as far as directors that were able to take them on trips. I mean, he's been to New York, he's been to Florida, he's been to all these amazing trips. And I would say in the last, 5 to 8 years, they don't offer that anymore because they don't have anybody to facilitate that. And that was an opportunity that was great. He was with his peers, he was with people, you know, that he enjoys being with every day, and he doesn't have that opportunity anymore, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate because it was, you know, something that was available for people with disabilities that typically, you know, may not get those opportunities like the rest of us.
Christina, thank you for sharing a bit of your story and for helping us with that topic idea. Appreciate it. Jim in Houstisford. Jim, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just moved from Alaska. I was a teacher.
Wait, you moved to Wisconsin from Alaska?
I did.
And welcome.
The reason that I'm calling is because I left because the gender identity issue has popped up in our elementary school. We have teachers who are now, I say, preaching the LGBTs instead of teaching the ABCs. And I'd like to hear more about, like, what are the school boards and stuff doing in the elementary school? We don't really need to be pushing gender identity issues. And it's just, I'm actually leaving teaching now because of why on earth are we pushing this issue of gender equity and identity when, you know, it's like what pronoun should we be using? Well, we're supposed to be teaching proper pronoun usage in elementary school, so that's the issue.
Jim, thank you. And looking at the gender identity curriculum in the elementary school level here in Wisconsin, Tom in Green Bay is seeking more information about a new procedure for growing cartilage for knees. And thank you to Tom for writing in by email at ideas@wpr.org. As we collect future show ideas from you and rewind on bits and pieces of recent memorable conversations, you can join in on your driveway moments with the morning show when you couldn't stop listening. Programs that stand out to you, programs that deserve more time and attention. 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Email ideas@wpr.org. It's the morning show here on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's a caller-only program here, and thanks to our producers, we have hundreds of guests each year who bring their knowledge, who bring their experience to share with Wisconsin and beyond. And we want to know, who do you want to hear from? What are your ideas for future segments? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Dave called from Deerfield and would like to suggest talking about scams out there that are affecting senior citizens. Dave, always an important topic, and thank you so much for sharing it with us. We also heard from Greg in Park Falls, called to suggest a show about the reduction of pandemic food stamps recently and the implications here in Wisconsin. Greg, appreciate you as well joining in today. Martin from Duluth, Minnesota, called to say the morning show should talk about the influence money has on political candidates. Martin feels it should go away and people shouldn't have to belong to a party system to receive funding support in elections. So we trace the money in politics and with political candidates. Martin, appreciate you as well. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Here's Barb from Elk Mound, would like to hear a show about grandparents raising grandkids and not receiving aid and resources from state or the federal government. Barb, appreciate you elevating that topic as well. Tim from Hollandale is seeking a program about hospital bills and the difficulty of learning how much a procedure will truly cost the patient. Tim would also like programs about how much public schools spend on administration. And here's another one from Tim in Holland, from Hollandale, improving school lunch nutrition. Tim, thank you for those trio of ideas. And you can bring yours. Still time to talk here. 800-642-1234. Jim in Baldwin is here. Jim, hi.
Hi. Yes, I would like to have a program that deals with our food industry as it applies to the school system in this country, because the schools are the largest food system in the country. You know, it far out surpasses McDonald's or, you know, these fast food industries. And I think they serve over a billion meals a year. And it relates a lot to what we're paying for healthcare in this country, because a lot of our healthcare issues are food related. There are, and also our agricultural system and what USDA promotes for food in this country. And there's a Dr. Robert Lustig. He's the pediatric endocrinologist out of UC San Francisco that started a nonprofit called eatreal.org, and they provide nutritionists and dietitians for free for school systems to get certified. It's kind of like LEED system for buildings, to certify school nutrition programs. And I think that would be a very interesting and important program for the health of children and people throughout the country and in the state of Wisconsin.
Jim, it's so interesting. You just set up such an interconnected web of how a school lunch is related to so many aspects of our economy, of our health system, and just of how we are, you know, as adults. So thank you so much for bringing that and for the tip about Dr. Robert Lustig. Appreciate that. Tom from Wauwatosa wrote in by email, and Tom says, the morning show should produce a program about citizen science activities and practices like amateur astronomy, like bird counts, and rock collecting. And I haven't heard of that latter one, rock collecting. Tom, thank you so much to talk about citizen science here on our show. And thank you so much for all of your ideas and all of your contributions to the morning show. Keep them coming. And don't forget, you can still visit our program page and fill out a really quick two-question form to share more with us about the future of these conversations. You can find us at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.